Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. What a privilege it is to be with all of you amidst this COVID-19 crisis. If you'd like to hear this program from beginning to end, go to WBT.com, scroll down to the weekend shows, look for the David Chadwick Show, and you can hear it from beginning to end as I'm trying to give you some practical, biblical insights into how to handle anxiety. I have a book coming out this week. It's entitled Moving Beyond Anxiety, 12 Practical Strategies to Renew Your Mind. Here's my belief system. That you are what you think. Whatever you put in your mind influences your thought life. Whatever you think will ultimately cause what you feel. And when you go try to get some counseling sometimes to get help from a therapist to turn your feelings, what you need to do from your therapist is not look at your feelings. You need to look at your thought life. Because when you think a certain way, that's what's going to cause you to feel a certain way. And if you want to change behavior, don't try to change your feelings. You're just masking the real problem. Get to your thought life and look at, for example, what you watch on TV or what you read online. Whatever you're putting in your mind is going to be what comes out of your mind. My mama used to say it this way, garbage in, garbage out. If you're putting in lurid, highly violent, highly sexualized scenes from a binge Netflix show, for example, folks, expect yourself to feel the feelings of alienation, anxiety, and despair from that thought life you put into your mind. So again, if you want to change your behavior, change your thought life, which will then change your feelings, which then will change how you behave. That's what this book is all about, 12 Practical Strategies to Renew Your Mind, to Renew How You Think, Moving Beyond Anxiety, Amazon.com this week. It's coming out. I hope it helps all of you. I wrote it for the purpose of helping you. Interestingly, 2 years ago, my publisher asked me, what's one subject that really is a problem in America today? We concluded anxiety. Little did we know that when it's coming out, we'd be right in the middle of this COVID-19 crisis. God has a plan. God knows. And God gave me this idea to write this book, knowing that this crisis was going to come up.
David, you have that book with you, but you also have your operations manual there. It's, I guess, called the Bible.
Yeah, much more important than this book I wrote.
So
for sure.
In Matthew, I think there's a chapter or some words from Matthew that kind of highlight what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
people ask me all the time, did Jesus say anything specifically about how to handle anxiety? And the truth is, he did. The one place where it's seen is in Matthew, the 6th chapter, verses 25 through 34. So let's look at these verses and see what Jesus had to say. He begins by saying, therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. How specific is that? Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink or about your body that you will put it on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds and the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add one single hour to the lifespan that has been given to you? And why are you all anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon's all of his glory and all of his splendor and all the ways that he was arrayed is not more clothed than these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? So let's stop there, Ed. That's really interesting that Jesus says the way to deal with anxiety, don't be anxious about anything, is first of all, consider creation. He says, first, look at the lilies of the field. He says, Solomon, who was the richest man on the face of the earth, had royal attire and splendor clothing his body, is not more beautiful than these lilies of the field that have amazing colors and amazing splendor that God gave them. Yet, so many of them last only a day, then fall dead. They're cut and then thrown into the fire to warm people's bodies. And then Jesus says, in considering creation, not only look at the lilies of the field, look at the birds of the air. Look at all the birds that exist and how God takes care of every single one of them. They don't have to worry about food. They have their food supplied for them. And here's Jesus' whole idea is, if God cares for birds, if God cares for lilies, if He cares for them in such specificity, surely He will care for you even more so, the crown of His creation. That's why Jesus continues and says, therefore, do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the Gentiles seek after all these things. That's the people who don't believe. People who have no faith in God, they seek after all of those things. They think that's where life is found. And Jesus said, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. He knows you need food. He knows you need clothing. He knows you need water. He knows you need the basics. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these other things will be added to you. So Jesus is arguing in what's called from the lesser to the greater, an a fortiori argument in specificity. What he's saying is, again, if God cares for the lesser parts of His created order, lilies, birds, those things that aren't the crown of His creation, which is you, how much more? Those are the three key words. How much more will the Father care for you? But it's all rooted in this care by looking at verse 33. Seek first the kingdom of God. So that's talking about your thought life. That's saying in your thought life, focus on God. Make sure Him and His kingdom is the first priority of your life. Make sure that in what you watch, what you think, that God is your first priority. It means that if, for example, you're beginning to put a lurid, awful, evil, negative, faithless thought in your mind, it is speared in 2 Corinthians 10:5 language. Paul says, take every thought captive. You spear that negative thought and you usher it out of your life because you want only thoughts that seek first the kingdom of God to fill your life. And Jesus said, if you'll just do that, if you'll just seek first the kingdom of God in everything you do, then all these other things, food, fashion, drink, all these other things will be added to you. They come as secondary priorities. The Father, if you seek Him, will give you all these other things. That's the way you defeat anxiety. You consider creation. I would exhort all of our listeners to go outside and look at the sun.
It's springtime. It's beautiful.
Look at the moon. Look at the budding flowers that are all around you.
Grass that's green and trees that have just bloomed now. The pollen's gone. It's just beautiful.
Listen to the birds chirping in the air. If you have the chance to drive to the mountains, look at the glory and splendor of the mountains. If you can't drive to the beach, watch the way that God controls every lap of the wave that comes upon the sand. I mean, just consider creation. Go outside and look at creation. Look at the colors, Ed, that surround you. The green of the grass. Where did that come from? Colors come from God. Look at the blue sky. Where'd that come from? That comes from God. You know, turn on your radio, your iPad, or whatever, and listen to some glorious music. Harmonies, that earworm that gets inside your head and you just can't get it out. You know, listen to that glorious music. Where'd that come from? God's the one that created music. He's the one who made it. So when you consider creation, when you look at all the lesser things that are out there and how God made them and cares for them, and then think about yourself now. You are the crown of God's creation. You're the highest part of the pinnacle of what God created. So if God cares for flowers and arrays them in splendor that's more glorious than what Solomon, the richest man in the world, wore, if you look at the birds of the air and how God cares for them and supplies their every single need, how much more will He care for you, the crown of His creation, if you'll just seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, His right way of living, if you make God the master passion of your life? All these other things, including the COVID-19 crisis, all these other things will be added to you. They'll be taken care of by God if you just make Him your first priority and consider creation.
And what did He give you that He didn't give the lessers in creation? He gave you free will, the ability to decide.
And when he gives you that ability to worship him, that's what makes humans the highest part of God's created order. We can choose to worship him. The birds can't do that. Grass can't do that. We can do that. And when we choose to worship him, to make him the master passion of our lives, he promises to take care of us. And then he ends this section of Scripture, Ed, with these words, therefore. And whenever you see a therefore in the Bible, you need to know what it's there for. It's connecting the previous verses that God will care for every part of his created order, especially you, the crown of his creation, human beings. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious to itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Jesus says, don't be anxious about tomorrow, because he's going to take care of you today. And don't drain tomorrow's energy with worry. If you worry today, you're robbing tomorrow of the energy necessary to deal with troubles tomorrow. And Jesus said, just give me your troubles. Let me take care of everything, and I will take care of you. Fear knocks on the door. We send faith to answer. Faith opens the door, and fear is gone. I'm David Chadwick. We'll be right back.
WBT, a radio.com station.
Hi, everyone. I'm David Chadwick, and this is News Talk 1110-993 WBT. Welcome back to the show. If you'd like to see me live, well, really it's taped, but kind of live, online, please go to momentsofhopechurch.org. And at 9 and 11 this morning, we'll have our worship services. We'll have singing that's available for you. We'll have prayers that will pray for you. And I'll actually give a message based on Matthew 6, the verses I just covered from Jesus about don't be anxious about anything. It is the one place in the scripture where Jesus clearly taught about anxiety, and I'll try to cover that today in my message.
So if I have something to do at 9 o'clock, I can catch you 11, but then I could watch a replay of it?
We'll have it online available. Just go to momentsofhopechurch.org.
Anytime, during the day or during the week.
You can watch the service, watch the message, and we're just trying to give people an opportunity to worship together as best they can. And really use this time as a time with your family. If you have little ones, children, and you together, use this as a chance to sing the songs together, to pray together, and to have a message spoken to you. And at the end, talk with your kids about what they heard. It's a wonderful opportunity for you parents who are the primary Christian educators of your children to teach them about faith, because your children will only go as far in faith as you are yourself. So use this as a memory time where you can create some memories with your kids about faith. You teach them. Again, you're their primary Christian educators, and when they see your faith come alive, they'll want the faith that you have.
They'll say, I remember during the COVID-19, we went to church in our pajamas.
Yep, and we prayed together, and we sang together, and after it was over, we talked about Dr. Chadwick's message, and it was a wonderful time for us to grow as we saw you, Mom and Dad, believe and have faith. We wanted the faith that you had. You know, you really will have an opportunity, folks, like never before, to influence your children for the Lord. Use this as a time, and if not Moments of Hope Church's online service, use your own church's online service, but use it as an opportunity to teach your children and to teach them well. By the way, just in case you didn't hear, I have a book coming out this week, Moving Beyond Anxiety. Amazingly, I made the decision to write it 2 years ago, long before the COVID-19 crisis ever came. How appropriate is it today for the major issue we're facing is anxiety. Moving Beyond Anxiety, 12 Practical Strategies to Renew Your Mind. Again, coming out this week, Amazon.com, ChristianBooks.com. You can order it. I hope it helps you, because, folks, you are what you think. If you're feeling anxiety, it's because you've put anxious thoughts in your mind. And I've tried to give you 12 ways to replace those anxious thoughts with faith-filled thoughts. When you fill your mind with faith, you will feel faith, peace, surrender, love in your heart like never before. And also, folks, please remember that you don't have to live in this anxiety. It's a choice. Anxiety is a choice. If you choose to focus on things that are anxious, you will become anxious. If you choose to focus your mind on things that are filled with faith, you will be filled with faith. So remember, you are what you think. As a person thinks in his heart, so is he. Descartes said it well, a secularist, I think, therefore I am. Every cognitive psychological therapist out there will tell you, control your thought life, you'll control your feelings. And that's what I want to teach all of you to do, is look at God's Word, receive those teachings that are there about faith, and when you fill your heart with faith, anxiety will flee. It is a promise of God's Word. And please, folks, remember the hurting, remember the hungry, remember the needy during this time. If God has blessed you to be able to still have a salary, share that with others. You may have heard that Moments of Hope Church, the church I pastor, is giving away $1 million over the next couple of months. Why? Because we know people are hungry. We know they're in need. And we're not going to store up that money for ourselves. We're going to give that to the needy, the hurting, because we know that's what God would want us to do. So please make sure you not only fill your heart with faith, practice faith. Faith in action. Faith is obedience. Faith without works is dead. Make sure you do both, and then you're faithfully following the God of this universe who so wants us to learn how to love and care for others. Ed, any final thoughts from you?
Well, I just want to go back to what you've been talking about. It's found in, what, chapter 7 of your book?
Consider titled? Creation. That's Matthew 6, where Jesus said, look at the lilies of the field. Look at the birds in the air. If God cares for them, how much more, those very important three words, how much more will he care for you, the crown of his creation, you who have the ability to worship me like none of the other animals do, you who can worship me, how much will I care for you, Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom, make me the master passion of your life, the highest priority in your life, and all of these other things I'll take care of, food and clothing and water and even protection from the COVID crisis. I'll take care of you as you focus on me and make me the master passion of your life. So folks, go there.
And of course, continue to go to the podcast, because you can listen to this show anytime throughout the week. Just go to WBT.com, go to the weekend shows, David Chadwick. Click it on in your Bluetooth in the car, or if you're out walking on your iPhone, you can re-listen to this show. And David, thank you so much, and thanks for the sponsors that keep the show alive as well.
Perry's Fine Jewelry, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, thank you so much. And folks, during this COVID-19 crisis, I have not had guests on. I'm basically just speaking from my heart to yours with Ed Billick on with me, trying to fill your heart with faith so that you can have what's necessary in order to face this world and all of its crises that are going on right now. I began this a few weeks ago with my wife, Marilyn. She's not with me today, but I want to do it again. Let's end the program in prayer. You may not have the opportunity for someone to pray for you in this past week. I want to give you that opportunity from my heart to yours to pray for you and all the needs that you may be facing. So pray with me now, and maybe the way I pray will help you learn how to pray yourself. Daddy in heaven. You know, the truth is, Jesus, you called your Father in heaven, Daddy, Abba. When you were struggling in the Garden of Gethsemane, facing your most anxious moment with drops of blood pouring from your forehead, the most stress-filled time in your life, you began your prayer with Abba, Daddy. So we begin our prayer today with Daddy. Oh, Father, you're a loving Daddy. You care for us so much. You love us so much. You care for the lilies of the field. You care for the birds of the air. You care for every part of your creation. You certainly care for us, the crown of your creation. Father, I lay before you today all the needs that people are facing. If there are those out there who have contracted the COVID-19 disease, I pray for healing. You have put in our bodies healing properties. What a powerful resource that is. I pray that every single one of them would be healed in Jesus' name. I pray that you might give them a supernatural touch and they would feel your healing power, and that they would know that they know that they know that you're a daddy who does heal and gives life and gives it to us in abundance. I pray for those with financial needs. I pray for those who are worried about losing their jobs. I pray, Lord, that you would be their sufficiency. You've challenged so many of us to walk through this crisis in faith, and I pray people would do so, saying, I may have lost my job, I may lose my job, but the God, the daddy of this universe, cares for me, loves me, and will provide for me, for that is his very nature. Daddy, I pray for everybody out there who's listening, no matter what they may be facing, that they would be anxious for nothing. Anxiety robs us of energy we need tomorrow to face its own trials. And I pray everyone would be filled with faith. I pray they would open their hands and surrender everything to you. I pray that all of us would practice the prayer of relinquishment and say to you, not my will, but yours. That we all would say to you, we trust you with everything in our lives. We know that you're in control. You will take care of us. That's who you are, Daddy, and you will keep your word. And I pray, Daddy, in these final moments that we would rest secure in your love. You love us. It's the way you are as a daddy. And no loving daddy will allow his children to face anything without his presence. So thank you, Daddy, for being here today. Thank you for allowing us to love you so deeply. May we also find ways to love our neighbors who are in need as well. And when we do so, we're never more like you. I pray this in the name of the one I personally know as my Lord and Savior, Jesus. Be with us all. Thank you for your time together with us today. Amen and amen.
New to Medicare? Start now. Go to MyHealthPolicy.com to learn about some of the top-rated Medicare Advantage plans in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks. If you're thinking about a Medicare Advantage plan, MyHealthPolicy.com is a great place to go to find a plan that meets your needs, learn more about your options, even talk with a licensed insurance agent. MyHealthPolicy.com.
New to Medicare? Go to MyHealthPolicy.com. With MyHealthPolicy.com, you can compare plans from some of the nation's top insurers. Start now to find a plan and apply online. MyHealthPolicy.com makes it easy to find a Medicare Advantage plan in your area, including plans for $0 a month in plan premiums, low out-of-pocket costs, and expansive provider networks.
My decision, my Medicare. MyHealthPolicy.com.